Weeds and cover crops and tree nut orchards. What is that relationship like in the middles there where the cover crop is planted? I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the Vast Ag Information Network. Steve Herring is a weed expert in the Northwest and spent a lot of time at UC Davis. He's a postdoc, and he talks about that relationship between weeds and cover crops.
Yeah, for sure. And I think with some of the research projects that we're doing here, the timing of when the cover crop is emerging relative to the weed emergence is pretty important. And I think that, like, to me, this means that really they're competing for light in a lot of ways. And that's when the orchard leaves have fallen off the trees or they're falling off for the fall. And so there's a lot more light on the orchard floor at that point, and the cover crops are able to shade out mostly.
You know, one of the big strategies in tree nut orchards is have that cover crop come up during the winter rains, and that's important.
And that's when weeds are coming up, winter weeds are coming up too after the rain, and so water is in excess in these systems, and the cover crop isn't sucking everything so dry that there's no water for weeds. And light is probably, I think that's what's going on for the most part, competition for light.
In more news, California employers are required to comply with Cal OSHA regulations, with personal protective equipment being one so important in agriculture. With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.